Bowen Island responded to 49 calls for service in the month of November. Abandoned 911. We responded to a 911 call that turned out to be a non-emergency. Police attended the residence and learned that a child had dialed the number. Domestic disputes. Police investigated a domestic dispute. The parties were separated for the night. No criminal charges were laid. Fraud. One fraud investigation. Check well-being. 5 well-being checks. In 4 instances, the people were found to be okay. In 1 instance, the person was found in distress and was assisted by paramedics. Missing person. 3 missing person investigations. All 3 were found safe. Coroner's Act. Assisted the coroner with 2 investigations. Fisheries Act. A report of a dive boat in Galbraith Bay, Mount Gardner Dock, harvesting sea cucumbers. According to the DFO, Fisheries and Oceans Canada, it was a legal activity. A report of people fishing in the lagoon from the causeway. Police attended, but the people had departed and were not located. The Bowen Island Fish and Wildlife Club advised that the DFO community advisor reviewed provincial freshwater regulations and concluded that fishing for salmon from the causeway or anywhere in the lagoon at any time of the year is unlawful. The specific references in provincial regulations relevant to the causeway and Bridal Veil Falls fish ladders are: no fishing areas are within 23 meters downstream of the lower entrance to any fishway, canal, obstacle or leap, or within a 100 meters radius of any government facility operated for counting, passing or rearing fish, e.g., fishway, fish hatchery, unless otherwise designated. The causeway and Bridal Veil Falls fish ladder on Bowen Island are fishway, canal, obstacle or leap, and are government facility operated for counting, passing or rearing fish, e.g., fishway, fish hatchery. Harassing communications. 3 reports of harassing communications. Property lost and found. 2 reports of lost license plates. 2 reports of lost wallets that were later located. Traffic. 3 reports of vehicle speeding. 1 report of a vehicle that clipped another vehicle's side mirror. 1 report of a vehicle striking a deer. 1 report of a drunk driver. Theft. A report of theft from a motor vehicle. Theft of a Remo skin banjo. The banjo was left at the end of a driveway when it was taken. Mental health. A report of a person in a mental health crisis. The person was located off-island and was provided with support. Suspicious activity. Report of possible squatters living in a remote cabin. Police attended and investigated. There were no squatters in the cabin. Report of a suspicious male at the Horseshoe Bay Ferry Terminal. Advised BC Ferries to be on the lookout for the individual. Report of a male trespassing on private property. When confronted by the owner, the individual claimed to be there on official business. The individual departed without providing identification. Report of a person in the water at the marina during dark hours. Police attended and located the person, safe back on board a boat. Report of an intoxicated person causing a scene. Police escorted the person home. Criminal record checks. Processed 3 applications for criminal record checks. Liquor and cannabis licensing. 2 liquor licenses issued. Victim of crime. You are a victim if you have been directly or indirectly affected by a crime. You do not have to report the incident to police or be physically hurt to be considered a victim of crime. In some cases, the term victim may also refer to someone whose family member or loved one has been killed or injured when a criminal activity was taking place. Someone who has witnessed a crime. Remember, you are not to blame for what happened to you. And you are not responsible for the behavior of the person who has committed a crime against you. Everyone experiences the effects of crime differently and every reaction is normal. Help and support are available to you. Call Victim Link BC at 1-800-563-0808. 988 number for mental health and suicide prevention support. Canadians can call or text 988 to access bilingual, trauma-informed, and culturally appropriate mental health and suicide prevention support. The service is free and can be accessed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Trained crisis responders will listen to you and provide support with compassion, providing a safe space for you to talk.